Track 4, Galtina. Galtina, like Neil Haverson, is talking about weight loss this month. And she has one of her poems for us on the same theme.
How are you together? Well, at my menopause, I started a sort of piling on the pounds. So I thought I was going to join this here group, you see. Well, that's called Slimming World. But I aren't allowed to say that in my poems. So Tim told me I got to say Slimming Group. So instead of saying I joined Slimming World, I'm now got to say I joined the Slimming Group. So anyway, out of my menopause, I kept piling on the pounds, so I decided to go on one of these hair diet groups. And I've been there a year this September, and I lost 3 stone. Well, that's funny because people keep saying, how do you do it? How do you do it? And I was in my garden the other day and my neighbour's carer came up and she came over the fence and she said, Tina, how do you do it? How do you do it? So I said, well, if you put your head, your chin on your right shoulder, do you do that? So she done it. So I said, now turn your head and put it on the left shoulder. And she done that. And I said, now do that a bit quicker. So she did. I said, well, you're now saying no. So that's what you do when someone offer you a cream cake. So that was my way. But she wasn't very happy along with that. But anyhow, they found out with this Slimming group that I was a poet. So they said, oh, come on, Tina, do us a poem for your Slimming World. So here it is. And that's called Slimming Group Antics. I found my local Slimming group. I started in September. I tried all these different diets, too many to remember. When I first walked in the venue, I was greeted by a coo. So I asked, can you help me, please, because I don't know what to do. I was sent along to Colleen, who ran the group, and straight away I was in my little comfort zone, and I joined that very day. This was going to be the new me. I'd seen enough of fails. Now's the time to face the truth. Let's get on them blooming scales. Well, on my initial weigh-in, my weight was entered in my book. I closed my eyes on them there scales, was half afraid to look. I stayed and met up with the group and we had a little chat. I didn't mind. I learnt a lot and they didn't mention fat. I got home with my Slimming books and I studied them with ease. Food optimising, body magic, my healthy A's and B's. I kept it up, I still keep going, and my weight loss has been steady. I'm getting my body into shape, I'm getting summer ready. But I have been soft along the way, well where do I begin? I bought these vine leaves wrapped round rice, because I thought they'd make me thin. Well, I hossed into a plate of them, I tasted nothing finer. My theory, well, I'd never seen a fat person from China. Well, how wrong I was. They were well over my sin. They were cooked and wrapped in thick old oil, and I thought they'd make me thin. So, alas, that week I weighed. There was no one else to blame. When them old black scales told me I'd not lost, but stayed the same. Now, we all have little treats, don't we? Well, I do anyway. And that's when my husband leaves something I'm supposed to throw away. Well, he had this lovely jam cream scone. It far outweighed my sins. So I didn't have one. Yes, I was good. So what he left went in the bin. Well, that should have done. As I took his plate away, there it sat, half filled with cream. I looked at it and thought, oh, blimey, that looked a dream. But I was on my diet, and it should go straight in the bin. But as I got there, I opened my mouth and I popped the whole thing in. Yes, I felt so guilty, and yes, I then felt fat. But I'd done it, I'd swallowed it, and I'll suffer now for that. So it's not just worth the hassle. It's not worth the cheat. Because with the Slimmin' World, there's so much food that you can really eat. So I'll take that and forget it. That was just a little blip. Soon with my tongue out standing sideways well, I'll look just like a zip. So thank you to my newfound friends. You must think I'm a rummin, but I like it, and I'm losing weight, so I'll just keep a-coming. Cheerio.
Thank you, Gal. I was at a special exhibition related to sight loss at the Norwich Forum a few weeks ago, and some of those attending listen regularly to Just Talk. It was noticeable that Gal Tina's contributions were likened to Marmite. Some love them, others don't. I'm an enthusiast.